Very pleased to be joined by our next guest. He's a former Flame. He's a friend of the show. And a huge James Taylor fan, I'm sure. He's Brandon Prust. Good morning, Prusty. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right, man. Where are you?
I'm just walking out of the rink now. I had my first skating session of the summer.
Back at it. Hey?
Back at it.
So summer already. So summer in Montreal. How's that rolling for you?
No, I'm in London, Ontario.
Okay, fair enough.
My hometown. So
that'd be a little easier to take, right?
Yeah, it's good. You know, I have all my friends and family here, and you know, I have a house here and golf membership here.
Yeah.
So no, yeah, it's good. I enjoy coming home for the summer.
No, I know we're gonna get it out there. You're doing giving back a little bit. You got a golf event that you're proud of. Tell us a little bit about before we get into it. Tell us about your golf your venture here.
Okay. Yeah. The foundation is Prusty for Kids. It's through the Children's Health Foundation here in London. We raise money. We fund a program that we've put into the Children's Hospital here in London. It's I think the biggest hospital, Children's Hospital in Canada. And we started a program called Kids Kicking Cancer, and it's for all the kids that are kind of going through their cancer, their treatments, and they're in the hospital doing all their tests. And it's a way for them. You know, we have people that come, martial arts instructor or someone who's there will come and take them and teach them, you know, martial arts and teach them breathing techniques and how to deal with pain. And it's just something that gets them active and gets them out of their room and out of the element that they're in. And, you know, it's a great program and we're really proud of it.
It's inspiring stuff, isn't it? Just to be around kids just in general, but kids that are fighting like that, the heart and the determination that they've got is it's overwhelming.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I've always kind of the Children's Hospital through the years, you know, gone to visit children's hospitals and go to see the kids, you know, even around Christmas and stuff like that to try and cheer them up. And, you know, they're always in good spirits and they don't... you know, they have a different look at life than we all do, and they're kind of in a position that's, you know, totally not their fault. They haven't done anything. You know, they were just born, and this some bad luck has happened to them. So it's good to kind of help out and do whatever we can do to make their life easier and put smiles on their faces.
So tell me, I guess, about the season that you had. I know it was frustrating down the stretch. You got injured. You wanted to get in. It was difficult. Tell us about the injuries, because I think we had you on with Warner the one time, and it was certainly you were playing hurt and you wanted to get back in, but you had to find that, because I know it's got to be tough. You want to help out the team, but you know if you're not 100%, then you might be hurting the team. Fighting that battle's tough.
Yeah, there's a fine line, and you know, whether it's, I think it's always a different story, maybe in playoffs. But you know, this year, I had another shoulder AC injury, almost killed myself flying into the boards again. I got to watch out for those boards for stuff. So I think I missed 12 games with that, and then I came back and I started to get my game back. Kind of after Christmas, I started to feel good again and get my game back. And after Olympic break, I tore my oblique. And I missed about 3 weeks and came back and I played about four games and I re-tore the exact same oblique, same spot. I redid it. So they had to shut me down for the month before playoffs. So, you know, fortunately enough, I was good and ready. I came back for the playoffs and didn't miss any games. I started game one, the playoffs there. But it's tough coming back when everybody's in playoff, you know, shape and form. And you know, I've kind of been sitting for almost 2 months before playoffs, so it was tough that way. But you know, it was still a positive year for me, and you know, you learn from stuff that happens, and just get better from it.
Between the lockout and then missing time yesterday or last year, it must feel like hasn't been a lot of hockey for you in the last 2.5 years.
Yeah. I'm hoping maybe in the long run, in the later years of my career, that I can look back and say, you know what, those 2 years of not a ton of hockey have been were good. But
yeah,
you know, I as much as I haven't maybe played the most hockey the last couple years, you know, my body's still taking its toll. I've had some, you know, some shoulder injuries and stuff that have you know, restricted me from, you know, playing some hockey. So The body's still taking some beating, but it's also, you know, everything else is feeling good now, and I'm looking forward to next year and getting a full season, a full regular season, you know, no Olympic break and no lockout. So just get in there and focus on a full 82 games and making the playoffs again.
Brandon Prost of the Montreal Canadiens is our guest here on Sportsnet 960. The Fan. Some changes in Montreal. It's going to be a bit of a different looking Montreal team, as your general manager is still in the process of kind of putting his fingerprints on it, getting a little bit bigger and a little bit maybe a little bit tougher even, Prost.
Yeah, obviously the changes. You know, those are good guys that we lost. You know, Giotta and Georges and Danny Briere. Those are good. You know, kind of key guys, and Vanek and, you know, Perros and Murray. But you can't really think about that stuff. That's hockey. That's the new game. Especially with money and then the cap and everything. The players are coming and going, and it's the name of the game. So you kind of, I think they're trying to get younger and kind of build up for a bright future. And you can't really disagree with that. So I just go in there next year and then try and continue to worry about my game and what I bring to the team, and kind of be a leader out there and help the younger guys.
It can be hard for some guys to find that role. We were talking earlier, you know, here in Calgary, Joel Colburn signs yesterday, and you know, are you a center or are you a winger? Are you a checker or are you a scorer? Are you a third line guy or are you a lot of it's up to the coach, I guess, to define roles and then put people into them. But it's also on the player, and I still kind of use you as just a cardinal example of a guy that knew what he had to do, knew what role he was going to fill. And you did it to a T, and now you're being well compensated for it. Is it just as easy as doing that, or why was it for you? Because once you bought in, it was clear that was what it was going to be for you.
Yeah, it's weird. I guess it did kind of hit me. I think I was 18, my first year in the OHL, and I was hitting guys, and you know, I was playing that physical role that I wanted to play, and. I realized that I was going to have to, if I was going to play that role, I was going to have to fight. So, you know, I kind of started learning how to fight, and I just kind of, my game, the whole kind of game just kind of came to me, and I stuck with it. And I knew that, you know, I knew I wasn't a superstar player that was going to make it on just pure, you know, skill. I was going to have to do a little bit of everything. And fortunately enough, I was able to figure out the game and then what I needed to bring to a team. And, I don't know. I don't know if it's hard to teach or if it just comes to you naturally. It's, I think, something that just maybe, clicked in. You know, growing up, I was always, you know, one of the best players and skilled players. And but eventually when you get to a higher level, sometimes you have to let your game evolve.
What was it like for you watching the New York Rangers go to the Stanley Cup final? Because, again, 2 years removed from it, and a lot of faces change, and the coach is different. But, you know, Brian Boyle, I think, was your roommate, and you guys were buddies, and you'd have some good friends on that Rangers team. Was it difficult to watch, or were you happy for your ex-teammates?
I wasn't definitely happy because they beat us. So
yeah.
It was difficult to, you know, it was difficult to watch them, you know, beat us. I think more than to watch them in the Stanley Cup. I actually didn't watch the first probably two or three games of the Stanley Cup. But I just it was kind of tough for me. But you know, you're happy friends too. I got a lot of friends over there, and you know, Lundqvist is a good friend of mine, and I know he's battled hard and to get there. And you know, I was happy for some of the guys out there, but it was definitely tough to watch, especially when you're that close. When you're the team that they beat out to go to the Stanley Cup, I think that makes it a kind of a whole different story. It'd be different if maybe I didn't make the playoffs and was watching, but to lose to them like that was made it really tough.
Yeah. Tell me something about PK Subban that we made, because everybody talks about PK. He's one of those guys. Obviously, he's up for this contract. He's going to be paid a ton of money. The debate in Montreal, and Montreal's a tough market. I think we all know that. You know it better than certainly we would. But, you know, could he be the captain? Is he misunderstood? What can you tell us about PK Subban?
PK's, you can kind of see it. You can kind of see it on camera, like what he brings. He brings energy to the team. He brings some passion. He's one of the best defensemen in the league. And, you know, he cares about the team and he cares about winning. And some people kind of think, he doesn't, or maybe he's selfish. There's a, he definitely is misunderstood, but, if he's coming down to my golf tournament next week, and that just shows what kind of guy he is. He'll help out teammates, and he's a very lovable guy, and always keeps it light in the dressing room. But when it's time to get serious and win hockey games, he's there for you. So he's definitely a leader on that team, and I hope one of the biggest leaders for years to come. I hope he steps up to that huge leadership role and really. Helps carry the team.
You played with a young Dion Phaneuf here in Calgary, and there were probably some things that Dion would like to take back. Are there similarities, or is that unfair as well? Just two very different guys.
I think obviously similarities in both, franchise type players and then big stud defensemen, but personality wise. I would say different.
Yeah.
Both guys that I really enjoyed, and both guys that are still friends of mine to this day, and guys that you would take on your team any day. And I know Dion, you can kind of tell. I think he's matured as well, and as he's gotten older, and I think PK's doing the same thing.
You're 30 years old now, Prusty. When did that happen?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
You're 30.
Don't remind me. I know. It feels like it's crazy how time flies, and I still kind of feel sometimes like I'm a rookie in the dressing room. It feels like yesterday I was in Calgary and looking up at Iggy and going, "Holy geez, I'm lacing up beside Iggy right now." And it's crazy kind of how time flies and how you. How after a few years you're kind of a veteran in the league nowadays. The league's a lot younger too, so I'm definitely one of the older guys now.
Well, and your team is getting younger. I mean, obviously 30 is not old by any means. I just mean because I remember you being in there and you were just a young kid, but all of a sudden, Max Pacioretty, well, I guess not so much Pacioretty, but certainly Galchenyuk. You look at Brandon Gallagher. I know they just signed and drafted Nikita Sherbak. These younger guys are coming in. You're even more of a leader now just by virtue of time passing by. Do you feel like that now, especially a new captain is going to be named? Do you feel like even more it's on you to be a leader in that room?
For sure. Especially losing Gionta and Georges. We lost some leaders in that room. So it's going to be looked upon to other guys. And for sure, I definitely want to be one of those guys that's looked at as a leader and acts like example on the ice and off the ice, and make sure everything you do. Leaders are important on the team, and the younger guys are looking up to you as much as maybe you don't know how much they're watching you or what you're doing. They are, and I look back to when I was a younger kid and how much I watched the older guys and learned from them. So it's important. It's an important thing in hockey you're a good leader and just a good teammate for those younger guys.
The website, one more time for the foundation, the golf tournament, give it to us so we can check that out online.
It's www.prustyforkids, the number four, prustyforkids.ca. So the tournament's it's sold out right now. It's more of a smaller tournament. It's kind of private, it's not a big, it's about 60 golfers, but we got lots of good people involved, and we got some good NHL guys coming in to help me out for the tournament, so, but you can donate on the website and help us out. I mean, every dollar, every penny counts, and we're looking to raise a lot of money this year to keep this program funded, and then to even expand it throughout southwestern Ontario into some private stuff, so... it should be a good day, and check out the website. It's pretty cool.
Thanks for coming on, man. Great cause. Obviously helping the kids. Nothing better than that. Stay well, and we'll talk to you closer to the season.
Thanks, Boomer.
Thanks, Brandon. Baird Brandon Prust.